pi. Pi's everywhere. So pi is a fundamental ratio between the diameter of a circle and the distance around a circle. So if you had a circular track, for example, the distance that you would walk straight across would be shorter than going all the way around the track. By how much? By a factor of around 3. A little more than 3, okay? But the cool thing is it doesn't depend on how big your circle is. If you take a little circle or a big circle, the ratio between those is the same. The Greeks talked about this, and they thought about everything proportionally, and they would say that the proportion is constant, but they didn't actually, until Archimedes, write down what that proportion is. You might know the area for the circle is pi r squared. What they meant by that is that if you built a circle of radius, whatever r, right, and then built a square whose edge length is also r, the circle had a much bigger area than the square, and that the proportion between them was a little bit more than 3. It's the same pi. Okay, so they didn't actually name pi. That was not until Euler, a little over this point 300 years ago, let's say, and what he said it was called the he called it pi for the word perimeter. It was the perimeter constant, meaning we would say circumference in English, around a circle is 2 pi r. So 2 pi r, so it's pi times the diameter, which is twice the radius, all the way around. And it was Archimedes who showed that the pi and 2 pi r for the circumference of a circle and the pi and pi r squared are in fact the same proportion. Before then, it was understood that they were both a little bit more than 3. Archimedes actually proved from scratch that there's exactly the same proportionality. Because it is so endemic in geometry, anything that flows out of geometry has pi floating in it in unexpected ways. It was really the Euler of genius, the genius of Euler, Leonhard Euler, but he's sort of the Beethoven of mathematics. One of his advisors, Bernoulli, had put out a problem that said, we know that 1 plus a half plus a third plus a fourth and so on diverges. If you were to add that up, it gets arbitrarily large. So you pick some number, let's say 15. If I keep adding them up, the sum eventually gets bigger than 15. And you say, oh, no, I didn't mean 15. I meant 100. I bet it can't get bigger than 100. And if you just keep adding those up, you know, one over the natural numbers, eventually it gets to be larger than 100. Oh, I was joking. I meant a Google, like one followed by 100 zeros. No, it gets bigger than that too, eventually. Okay, that was known by Bernoulli's time. He said, but what about 1 over the squares? So 1 over, so 1 plus 1 over 2 squared plus 1 over 3 squared plus 1 over 4 squared and so on. Can somebody show that that adds up to something? And his brother, also Bernoulli, proved that it had to add up to something finite. He compared it to something that they knew added up to something finite. It was smaller than that, so of course it has to also be finite. Then Euler put his hand to it and said, oh, if you add up all the reciprocals of the squares, it adds up to pi squared divided by 6. So here is something that is a result that for the first time is connecting this infinite formula to not just pi, but pi squared. Then he goes on in his little letter that he wrote as a public letter to the Bernoulli brothers. If you continue in this manner, you can look at 1 plus 1 over 2 to the fourth, plus 1 over 3 to the fourth, plus 1 over 4 to the fourth, 1 over 5 to the fourth, and look at all the fourth powers and their reciprocals. And that adds up to pi to the fourth times a fraction again. I think it's 1 over 96. I can look it up later. And he did it again for 1 over 6th power, 1 over 8th power, 1 over 12th, 10th, 12th, 14th. And then he apologizes for the reader for going on so long. And each of them is connected to a power of pi, which laid a hint that pi is in even more places than we realized. So there's all these beautiful formulas connecting pi to infinite series, connecting them to other sort of formulas that showed up in mathematics, connecting them to solutions of differential equations, which are mathematical models that of anything that moves in space and time. One of the more interesting recent results is by Einstein, who was doing some interesting work in fluid dynamics. And he proved that if you look at the length of a river, so if I were to go from the source of the French Broad down to the mouth of the French Broad, and just estimate the total length of the river, and compare that to the actual distance, straight line distance between the mouth and the source, that ratio is pi.